14% of Americans now do not have landline phones. In a political year, that may have particular significance because pollsters and market researchers usually don't poll people who have only cell phones. The Pew Research Center has just conducted a study to gauge the differences between people who only use cell phones and those who have landlines. Scott Keeter, the center's director of survey research, joins us now from his office. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Can you generalize about the particular kind of person who only has a cell phone?
Yes, almost half of the cell phone-only people are under the age of 30. As a result of that, they're much less likely to be married. They're more likely to be renters. Mm-hmm. And they also tend to be racial minorities. A larger percentage of them are African American. A significantly larger percentage are Hispanic.
Let's make the extrapolation a lot of marketers and certainly this year political people are eager to make. Are they different in some of their political attitudes or commercial habits because of that?
They are. As we know from the 2004 and 2006 elections, young people are more Democratic than other age groups. They were, in fact, John Kerry's best age group in the 2004 election. And, of course, they have different musical tastes and other consumer tastes as well. But the important thing about our study and other studies that have been done is that for most of the kinds of questions that we ask here at the Pew Research Center, political questions, the young people that are cell-only are not very different from the young people who are not cell-only. And so our landline surveys are still doing a pretty good job of representing them because of that fact.
How did you do this study?
Well, we called cell phones. We did actually two
polls. What
you're
not supposed to do, right?
Well, it's not illegal to do so. It's not legal to call them using automatic dialing systems, which is the way most polling organizations operate. Mm-hmm. But if you manually dial them, and then if you are respectful of the fact that they might be driving, then they'll talk with you. In fact, we got the same response rate in the cell phone samples as we did in our landline samples.
So people who have only cell phones and not landline phones are not in many ways different than other people who share their other demographic traits who have landlines.
Yes, that's true for political views and mm-hmm. social attitudes. It's less true for certain kinds of lifestyle behaviors, things like binge drinking or fitness behaviors. And so it's important, I think, for researchers to look at their target populations and to think about what the subject matter is. For political surveys, it doesn't seem to matter, but for other surveys, it might.
Scott Keeter of the Pew Research Center, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott.
This is NPR News.